red carpet to the celebrity street style hairdos and hair don'ts. This is Get Trust With Us. Here's your host,
ladies and gentlemen,
Us Weekly's beauty director, Ms. Gwen Flamberg.
Hey guys, it's Gwen, and you're listening to Get Trust With Us. Well, here I am in my home studio in Tribeca, New York, with my beauty co-pilot, Mr. Travis Cronin, on the mic.
Hi, Gwen. Excited to talk about hair and beauty and just how to make ourselves feel good today.
I know. You know, now that it's summer, Trav, I kind of am not really minding this. You know, we're not exactly fully sheltering in place, but we are still socially distancing.
Yeah.
It's nice to get out for walks. It's nice to, like, you know, see the cities coming back to life and stuff.
I feel like everything's finally open, and hopefully that doesn't mean that we'll have a second lockdown in like a couple of months, but for now it means that we get to go outside and show up what we've been working on while trapped inside.
Exactly. Travis and I are both very trim. We like to call ourselves quarantini.
Yep, we are quarantini.
I'm still working out every day.
Yep, me too.
I'm still eating really healthy.
Me less so, but yeah, still working out. Fine.
I can tell that you have gotten a spray tan because we FaceTime each other when we do these.
I did. I had a lovely Saint-Tropez session with the amazing Sophie. She's an amazing spray tan artist. And she was on Zoom and walked me through my spray tan application on Zoom.
That is so, so, so cool. I wonder if...
Back scratcher to do your back, kids.
Oh, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, you put the mitt that you use for tanning on a back scratcher so you can get those parts of your back you can. I used to just lean over in the shower and do a micro mist over the back, but the back scratcher is the way to go.
Yeah, and most people are not as, like, quote, professional as you are, Trav, since you are tanorexic, and you have been tanning yourself
since I was
12. For years.
I started my first spray tan myself when I was 12. Bronze and glitter lotion.
You know, I don't think that people, at least not in New York City, I don't think that the spray tan salons are open yet. And the, you know, mani-pedi places are not open yet. They will be soon. But hair salons, barbers are taking appointments.
Absolutely. And I feel like a lot of people are really ready for that.
Well, people are really ready to have a professional cut because, you know, like as we've talked about a gajillion times, I felt like I got the last amazing haircut in New York City because I saw Serge Normand on March 11th. And I swear, I think I was the last civilian head of hair that he cut. So my haircut has been holding, but like most people didn't get their haircut.
I know, or colored.
And so they've been trimming themselves in quarantine. Their significant others have been trimming them. And I'm sure that they are in desperate need of like a professional fix at this point.
Girl, it is beyond desperation, but we're in that good place that we were talking about last episode where people haven't been treating their hair, haven't been blowing it out, haven't put heat on it. So when you get your hair done this time, suffice to say, it might be the best your hair has ever looked.
That is exactly right. Everybody is going to have the most lush, gorgeous, healthy hair. But I don't know about you. You know, I'm confused about what's going to happen when you go to the salon.
I do too. No one really knows sort of what the right way it is. If only we had one of the best hair colorists in the business to sort of walk us through this product and take us about taking care of our hair.
Well, Travis, it is your lucky day because not only do we have one of the top hair gurus in Hollywood with us.
Yeah.
We have a guy who is already operating salons in several cities. He's going to like break it down for us and tell us exactly what's up. All right, Travis, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you sitting?
I've been a fan of this guy for a long time. Yes, I'm sitting down.
Because we've got Michael Canelli, who is Jennifer Aniston's hair colorist, one of the top hair colorists in Hollywood, celebrity hair guru extraordinaire, and he's going to break it all down for us. Hello, Michael.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for coming on because we've got so many questions.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Tell us, first of all, like when did you get the go-ahead to open your salons?
We got the go-ahead about 4 weeks ago in Los Angeles. So the first go-ahead was in Newport Beach. So my Newport Beach salon opened first. And then they opened up Los Angeles. So then we went here. Dallas opened up. We went to Dallas. Chicago opened up. We went to Chicago. D.C. opened up. D.C. San Francisco and New York are the only two that have not allowed, you know, the openings yet. You know, especially in, you know, they just quarantined California out of New York. So there's about 11 other states that are not allowed into New York right now.
Oh, gosh. So you won't even be able to come to us when it is time.
Exactly. So what I told people, I said, if you really want to see me, I'll be in D.C. the following week. And they can take the Acela. It started up again so they can take the train down, get some highlights and go back up to New York.
Well,
I feel like people would ride a camel across the lake with some hair color at this point, Michael.
Definitely.
It's so true. So
you
what?
Up a hill with a shaman.
In search of golden blonde highlights, for sure.
Yeah.
So what can people expect when they go to the salon?
Right now, they expect to be isolated pretty much. Like, we're not doing two at a time. It's more one at a time. So
that's awesome.
You know, so we're basically able to do like from 5 to 7 people per day. People like me have been able to do 20 to 35 people a day. So now it's a big change for us. No overlapping. Safety of the client comes first. Masks have to be worn. But when coming in, they take your temperature. And then they let you in through like we have a red carpet velvet cord that we let them through. They read this paperwork. They haven't been around people that have had the virus. They sign, let us off the hook. You know what I mean? And then they go get their hair done. They walk to the back and they get their hair done. All my salons are running that way. We have 3 major salons in Los Angeles. So, because you can't overlap, we have done like every other station. So even our stations are full. So what we do is give people days. Like you might have Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and then somebody else will have the Wednesday, Friday. But then we have 3 locations so they can come to use one of the other salons, you know, because it's easily moved. Jeffrey Martinez and I own these salons together. So it's really fun to be able to work together and keep everybody busy, especially during this time when you're cutting down your business like maybe 75%. It's hard to make a living anyway, let alone having to pay the rent. So
that's just
regular
hairdressers. Are you asking the clients to sort of like donate to the salon as a whole too? Like I'm over tipping everybody.
What we do
out now, you know?
Definitely, we've raised like $20 a person. So for somebody at my price level, that's not a lot of money. But what it does is it helps me maintain the establishment, you know. And then everybody's raised like 10% throughout the country.
Okay.
You get people like at certain calibers, they're already charging $600-$700 for a highlight, a gloss. Then you get a haircut for another $700. Those things are, you know, $1,500 walking out the door in some of these salons.
Yeah.
So 20% is pretty big. 10% is pretty big. You know, it's $150. That does help the rent, though. Like I said, these people that do balayage can basically only do 2 people a day, too.
Right.
Because they take 3 to 6 hours to do one, you know? So it's just brutal on the hairdresser themselves, you know?
It's really, really tough. And then the hairdressers have to wear masks or face shields. Like, what is the hairdresser wearing? And if the client's wearing a mask, do you have any tips for like what kinds of mask works best?
So we have the disposable ones at the front desk so that they can, you know, we're not going to ruin their nice masks. I mean, some people have Louis Vuitton masks. You know
what
I mean? They have these expensive ones. So we give them the one that can be sort of ruined, like with dye on it or something, and then they can throw it out and then put their mask on when they leave and just, you know, get over it and get their hair
thing.
Done.
Cool.
Yeah,
yeah,
move on, because you know what? Everybody needs their highlights. So you obviously very pricey, right? You've got your rate is very high.
You're worth moderately high.
You are worth it.
We're worth it, but we try to do a moderate high. So, you know, just regular cool people can just afford to come to me too. So it's like, it's not set up for the upper echelon. It's set up for a fair price. I do twice as many. So I still make good money, but it's not gougy, you know?
Right, right. Now, you obviously are known for that Jennifer Aniston golden California girl color. How many people come to you and say they want Jennifer's hair color?
Oh, my God. It's still like a minimum 5 a week.
A lot.
You know, come by or call or try to get in. Like I said, it's really hard to get in right now because there's no openings.
Right.
So right. During the heyday, the first like 10, 20 years, it was like at least, oh my God, people would call daily just trying to get their hair appointments done just to look like Jennifer.
Right. So you created the Rachel hair color with Chris McMillan, who did the cut, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What, tell us a little bit about that experience and what made you guys go in that direction? Like what, because before you created that color, her hair was much more of a...
It was like brown and then it was sort of like an almost auburn blonde?
No, it was just sort of a Greek medium to dark brown. She's Greek. So her hair was like to shoulder blade length. So we looked at it and Jen and I talked and we decided to make it look like she'd been in the sun for 3 years. So we sort of did fine-tuned highlights. We deepened the base. We extended the tips to have a lighter effect. Then Chris cuts it.
Right.
Once we get the right medium to go in there, then he cuts Rachel, sends it back to me. We looked at it, and that's when we did the signature highlights.
She had those chunky highlights at the time.
Yeah.
Hey, all you Get Tressed listeners. I wanted to tell you about a great new product I'm really excited about. I've tried lots of different hair care products on the market, but none that are specifically formulated for me personally. My hair is a bit of a conundrum, and there's no one-size-fits-all when it comes to shampoo and conditioner. That's why I switched to Prose. A lot of brands generalize hair needs, but Prose is truly personalized for you. Prose knows that there's more to you than just your hair type. They've given over 1 million consultations with their in-depth questionnaire. Consultation is one of the most important things when it comes to hair. And Pros ask everything you could think of, including where you live, to see what the UV rays are like and the level of pollution in your area, which are huge factors in the health of your hair. After answering a short quiz on your needs, Pros puts all your information into their algorithm, which features over 50 billion formula combinations. Prose determines a unique blend of ingredients to treat your hair. And in my specific package, I got a pre-shampoo mask, which will help with all the dryness I've been experiencing, and a clarifying shampoo. Because honestly, I use a ton of products and it's really important to get that off your scalp. I also got a hydrating conditioner to nourish my hair. I've used it a couple of times and I've already noticed that the ends of my hair feel so much more hydrated. And I'm really impressed by how much better my hair feels overall. If you're not 100% positive, Prose is the best hair care you've ever had. They'll take all the products back, no questions asked. Prose is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. So take your free in-depth hair quiz and get 15% off your first order today. Go to prose.com/trust. That's prose.com/trust for your free in-depth hair quiz and 15% off. When you guys were creating that look, did you have any idea that it would be what's probably one of the most often asked for looks
Absolutely.
In history? Like, it's like there's the Dorothy Hamill there, and you know, it's like the Rachel is like one of
the Farrah.
Yes. You know, it's like one Belinda of those. Carter. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. But, you know, as time went on, like we kept looking at Jen's hair and it became a center part, flatter. Like who knew that the flat look would stay in because it's really not glamorous. So the color became the glamour to that haircut because it ended up sort of that surfer lengthy, you know, center part, pop the highlights still. But we made it look more delicious and have that golden hue. So she became the golden girl. But remember, totally. We always did those sandy highlights around her face, bring out her eye color.
I always talk about
the yellows.
That's
out
what
of the,
Travis know. Always brings that up, that it's ashy in the front and golden in the back. And it's like, it's just a genius hair color.
Yeah,
iconic.
Sophisticated, but cool.
Well, glamorous. I love that point, Michael, because really it's like, it was the color that continued to give her that glamour.
Right.
But still in like this low key, easy breezy California girl. Anybody can become the California girl if they have that hair color.
Definitely. Well, you saw the Instagram the other day. It's just amazing. Like her hair still looks that good.
Yeah. Like no, her hair was perfect. And she wasn't wearing any makeup with her mask. And she looked so perfect and incredible. Like she just,
right?
She's so beautiful. And you know, I'm really inspired by her because I'm almost her age. You know, I'm kind of like in that, like I grew up on Friends. I was kind of like their age in New York City when they started in New York City. And, you know, it's just thank you for creating that iconic style.
And Gwen was like, why are they at a coffee shop instead of a bar?
Exactly. I was like, why are they just at the coffee shop? Although, of course, I love Gunther.
There you go.
Still one of the best waiters. Now, back in the day, did you do Brad's hair as well?
Of course, I did Brad, especially for the wedding. I mean,
oh
they had
God,
that
yeah.
that matching brother sister highlights. I think your magazine is the one who commented on that.
I'm sure we did.
I remember that story.
Who colors his hair now? Because I think his hair is like so. During this past award season, I was like, Brad Pitt is one of the best people in Hollywood in their hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always. Yeah. I don't see him anymore. I had to take sides. You know?
Well, you know.
I do want.
You lose friends in divorces. You do.
You don't want to lose friends.
What happens? All right. So
literally.
Let's talk about. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Friends.
I'm keeping the colorist, Brad.
Okay. It's the most important friend to keep.
Absolutely.
Right?
I do her well.
Exactly.
So let's talk about your line that you created, Michael. When did you create the line?
So we made a shampoo that doesn't lift color, that it keeps it shiny, doesn't fade out color.
So is that just because it's sulfate free or is there something else about it that makes it hang on to the color?
I had it designed, like I have a chemist that I work with, and we made something that does not move color. That was the main thing. It also takes the oil out of the follicle, which allows this new thing that I made. It's a topical vitamin that goes onto the scalp and into the hair, swells the hair shaft, deposits nutrients into the follicle, into the hair itself. So we made a topical vitamin. Sort of works sort of like if you're going to put hormones on your forearm to absorb into your body. So I made a vitamin that does that. So you just put it on your scalp, let it sit for 3 minutes. It's like the vitamin shots. So
that's so cool. So they come in like capsules and you undo the capsule.
No, this is actually a foam that goes onto your scalp into the, you know, like I said, the shampoo removes the oil, gives you 2-3 days of cleaner hair.
You know,
you're not, it just works out perfect for that.
The foam is easier to put the top than like a tincture.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Are there supplements as well?
Yeah, we made it. So what we did is we made a ingestible vitamin, which is called Replenish. And that is 100% vegan. It has a cellular absorption quality. I made it out of medical targeted pharma. They have a patent on this technique. So it's blue green algae with 11 other ingredients. I think biotin is like fifth down the line. But everything in there is to stimulate good, healthy hair. So we made
That's
topical.
Awesome.
And ingestible. So we're hitting it from the inside out and the outside in. So everything's about healthy hair in my new line.
Gorgeous.
And do you think that those are like some of those three are the most important thing to get really shiny, healthy looking hair even when you're lifting it?
One of the things about the company that I made is that there's a conditioner also called Soften and Soften Plus. We had it tested out that it actually reduces 50% of chemical damage when using our products. So we had it clinically tested and it came out to that number. So that's pretty cool. And then we made the new glosses. So now, remember I made a gloss for Jennifer about 25 years ago. She was famous for that glossy hair. So I made the stealth version of it now. Now it's just something that lasts up to 2 to 3 weeks.
And you can do it yourself at home.
Do it yourself. It's also a foam. It goes into the hair. We got midnight blue to kill yellows in the hair. Also takes warm tones out of brunettes. Then we did Sun Kiss, which revitalizes over bleached hair. So then we made a cool blue that is just to maintain the perfect hair color. So say we are making Jennifer's that sandy look, this will maintain it. Somebody wants some, they're turning too yellow and oxidizing too much. The midnight blue is the one that corrects that. So we made glosses.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and they're basically set up for the skin undertone. So we have six all together that are coming out shortly. So three are ready to go, and there's another three getting ready to be launched shortly. So.
What if you're a redhead like me?
So this is a skin undertone. So you've got the golden undertone. So we have it's more of a warm gold, but it's a deeper. It's almost got a little orangey cast to it. That's for redheads.
Gwen, you're sort of like a deep gold with like red.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to love this.
That's so cool.
One. And it maintains the color. It holds the color, especially during this time where people's color are fading. These things actually protect you. They have UV sunblocks. They actually block the color from washing out. You know, I actually made something pretty cool. So I hope you guys enjoy
it. That's awesome. Yeah, it sounds like a really unique hair gloss. And I think it's an amazing thing for people who aren't ready to go back to the salon, or even if they do go back to the salon, it can help them extend time in between color appointments, which is really cool.
Exactly. Especially, like I said, we might go through this epidemic.
Maybe fix what happened. If there wasn't enough toner used at their salon, they could go over with a gloss and sort of smooth it over.
Definitely. That it's built for that. Like I said, it enhances the undertone of the skin. So it's like something that's almost like a hair makeup. You know what I mean?
Love that.
So if you have the right undertone, it really cleans your skin out and takes that shadow out from under your eye. You know, if you have the right. Yeah, it's neat. It's something fun.
That is really cool. I can't wait to try it. So if people are going to the salon, though, is there anything they need to know if they're getting hair color versus getting a haircut in terms of preparation, or it's the same thing with the mask?
It's the same thing. You know, I guess in the last 3.5 months, the colorist has become so important.
Yeah.
And the cutters have become a little bit more irrelevant. So it's switched around for this pandemic. And now people are just trying to keep you catch yourself in a mirror when you're walking through your apartment and you've turned your hair orange because you didn't know how to color it. So, it's like we made kits for people that come to me already. So we already have their formulas. So we sent that out. But we really pushed the concealers and the spray concealer, the powder and the spray, just so you don't mess up your hair. Like we might, like you said, we might be back in the quarantine in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Who knows what's going
on. Oh, gosh.
You know, so people have to be aware. You know, keep your, like you guys said, you're doing your diets, you get up in the morning, you shower, you work out, you shower, you do your yoga, but you keep your day, your routines going so you can mentally handle all this.
That's right. That's exactly right. And what about blowouts? Because I hear that it's not approved to be getting a blowout in a salon. And I always got blowouts.
You know what? They really haven't pushed that envelope that much. But we don't do blowouts here. We do the wet cuts. People go home. You know, if that's what they're into, that's what they do. And so that's, mine's a color salon. I don't see as much of that world as another salon might.
Yeah, you're like, damage your hair somewhere else.
Right? The masks are the most important. Wear your masks because nobody knows who's sick. You know, this is one of those illnesses that you might be totally looking well and feeling well, but you have the virus. And if you're not wearing a mask, you spread it. So
that's
why, you know, my industry is set up for cleanliness and sanitation. We have to take 1,800 hours of how do you keep your place sanitized and germ-free. So we've already done schooling for this. It's like culinary union. You have to know how to deal with bacteria. So our whole industry is set up this way. So we're probably one of the safest situations, you know, Yeah. So hair salons, that's why they let us stay open in California recently. You know, hair salons are really doing their best to keep you guys safe.
That's so cool. Well, thank you. Thank you for telling us, giving us the whole scoop and telling us how we can stay safe in the salon. And gosh, I'm so excited to try your products, Michael.
I'm so glad.
Same.
They sound really interesting. So thank you so much. And thank you to everybody for listening to this episode of Get Tressed With Us. We will be back with another episode. Until then, go to usmagazine.com/stylish for more celebrity beauty tips and tricks all week long. And until then, stay gorgeous.